You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Reedy Krabby on 702.
702.
Okay, so when you think about businesses, you think of entities that just want to make maximum profit, exploit workers. Is that it? Or is there a new way of running businesses? I'm speaking now to the author of Business on a Mission, How to Build a Sustainable Brand. Andy Last is in the studio with us, and all the way from the UK, you are visiting South Africa. Tell us why you're here, Andy.
Thanks, Reedy. It's great to be here. We've done a lot of work over the years helping businesses understand how they can give back to society, but do so in a way that's entirely in line with their role as a business, and that they can profit from purpose. And there's some great work going on here in South Africa with brands like Lifebuoy Soap that we think is inspirational, and that there's a model for all sorts of businesses and for the governments and NGOs who work with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, when the word brand, I think, doesn't do justice to purpose and its meaning. Brand almost comes across as something that is cosmetic, that you have to just put up for appearance's sake. But you're talking something different.
Yeah, I'm talking about the purpose that lies behind that brand. Brands were invented, you know, well over 100 years ago to give people trust in what they could see. And you're right, that concept has been devalued over the years. But actually what a brand stands for, it is a promise that that product delivers certain goods. But it's also a way of communicating what the purpose is behind that brand and what that brand role is in society.
Mm-hmm. And then just on finding a purpose, I mean, there's a reason why businesses exist, but we're looking beyond the products that they sell to the impact that they're making on society. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every business needs a license to operate, and that license in our multimedia, socially connected world is now a social license. And if people decide that that business isn't contributing to society, they make their decisions. And the reality is, most of us buy products from businesses. Most of us work for businesses. We're all connected to businesses, and businesses can do more to build that license to operate, and can grow their businesses by having a closer relationship with society, and can help society thrive and address some of the big problems in any society.
Are we being unfair to business? Are we expecting them to solve society's problems? Isn't that why we have governments?
I think it's a combination of the three elements. And those three elements that were behind the Sustainable Development Goals that the United Nations and all the countries of the world signed up to in 2015. You have government, of course, which must set the laws and regulate businesses, and businesses exist there to meet the needs of society. And then you have the pressure groups and civil society to hold business and government to account. And I think the three working together creates a very powerful movement. And I think one of the reasons we maybe have been cynical about businesses in the past, and when they promise to engage in social issues and talk about philanthropic programs, is that it doesn't seem to be the heart of the business. We all know that businesses exist to make money. And if they're transparent about that and say, we're helping with this social program because it's good for our business as well as good for society, I think that can help build trust.
This is about making the purpose part of the business's DNA. It's not about corporate social responsibility or donating to a cause.
Correct. And I think corporate social responsibility is important,
yes,
in as much as it sets the rules for how business, the ethics in business and how business should behave. What we're talking about here is brands finding a purpose that delivers good for society as well as delivers a business return. I think Lifebuoy Soap, which many of your listeners will know about, is a very clear example of that. Lifebuoy Soap is promoting hand washing behavior change programs, mm-hmm, which help children reach their fifth birthday, help children get through those very important first 28 days. It's a vital public health intervention. And of course, if people are washing their hands more often, they're going to be buying more soap. Mm-hmm. So it's mutually beneficial, and it makes those sort of programs sustainable rather than one-off charitable donations.
So for the skeptics out there, you don't have to jettison your hardcore business principles. You don't have to jettison your commitment to your shareholders. You do that, you realize maximum economic benefits, but there's a symbiosis between that and social responsibility.
Totally. I mean, I think that the businesses in the first place, the businesses that survive are the ones that meet a need in society and meet that need over the long term. And I think that's one of the issues. I think part of the problem that's happened with businesses and its reputation over the last 20, 30 years is this focus on short-term quarterly returns. And I think we're seeing a move towards pressure on business to deliver a long-term sustainable return to investors. And that means a much more purposeful relationship with society.
When a leader, a business leader, a top manager has a vision, for example, I can use ours here. We have something called Lead SA. It was started by our former CEO, Terry Falkvane. And I remember how we were at a workshop as all staff. We were just challenging her about this vision. We were asking questions, and it was about just doing the right thing. Just doing the right thing, whether it is supporting a school, donating books or dedicating some time to assisting when there's been a natural disaster, whatever it is, just constantly waking up in the morning to do something good. Now, it took a lot. If I remember that workshop, those of us who are journalists were challenging her, saying, but that's not what we signed up for. We are talk show hosts. You are asking us to do the work of the government. And ultimately, she prevailed because she persuaded us that it is the right thing to do. How do corporates, how do managers filter that message through to the staff? Because they are the ones who have to implement the purpose, as it were.
So I think there's absolutely the role you describe of leaders being inspirational, encouraging people to not to separate their personal values from the day job, if you like, and to be inspirational in that way. The hard work comes then of how you link that to your day job and identify the ways in which you can support schools, but actually how is that going to contribute to your job and to the business? And actually there are, and if you think about it, there are models described in the book about how you link those two things together, and it's hard work and it's thoughtful and you need to do the work to get to that place. But when you do, it's magical. And then you create programs that last 10, 20 years and are sustainable in that, sustainable for business as well as for society.
At the top of your head, globally, which are the companies that have gotten this message right? Don't be shy, mention them.
Well, I'm obviously, I interviewed Paul Polman, the chief executive of Unilever, for the book. And I think Unilever is recognized as being an outstanding player in this area and was a heavy contributor to those sustainable development goals. I think I love a company like Nike, who, you know, more than 40 years ago decided to take up the cause of empowering girls in their business in the US initially, but around the world. And they recognized that A, it was the right thing to do to empower girls, to encourage girls to stand up for themselves, to campaign for equality in education and in provision. And they've maintained that over 40 years. You look at the way they create not only products for girls, but they create inspiring role models for girls. And they do that because it's the right thing to do, but it also helps them sell more clothes. Mm. You know, it helps them sell more sportswear. So the whole thing, it's lasted 40 years because it's entirely sustainable for a business point of view, as well as doing the right thing socially.
What a pleasure chatting to you. Business on a Mission, the author of Business on a Mission, How to Build a Sustainable Brand. Andy Last, thank you very much. And we can go to your website still, www.salt-communications.com.
Yeah, or look for Business on a Mission on Kindle.
Yeah, I know. I hate email addresses that have hyphen underscore this. Just don't complicate my life. Andy, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, Reedy.